Travel to and from the Italian island of Sicily was recently disrupted due to an eruption from Mount Etna. The volcanic activity caused Catania to close temporarily, leading to significant travel delays and cancellations. Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on July 23rd, sending an ash cloud 5 miles into the air. This forced the closure of Catania Airport, causing widespread disruptions for travelers. The airport's management announced that normal operations would resume once the ash fallout had ended, and indeed, the airport reopened around 6 p.m. local time on the same day. Despite the reopening, the initial closure led to numerous flight cancellations and diversions. Flights were redirected to Palermo Airport, Chamisso Airport, and Trapani Airport. The disruption caused a ripple effect, with delays and cancellations extending beyond the immediate period of closure. Travelers should expect some continued delays as airlines work to reestablish normal schedules. Passengers with flights scheduled to depart from Catania were advised to check their flight status before heading to the airport. Even after the reopening, it is essential to stay updated on potential delays and rebookings. Flights that were scheduled during the closure were diverted to Palermo, Chamisso, and Trapani, requiring passengers to arrange ground transportation to reach their final destinations. Given Sicily's large size, travel between airports can be lengthy. Palermo and Trapani are located on the island's west coast, requiring a 4 to 5 hour drive from Catania. In contrast, Chamisso is closer with a 2 hour drive. Car hire services and coaches are available to assist with ground transportation, and during previous disruptions, airports have arranged free shuttle services for passengers. In the event of flight cancellations or significant delays, airlines are required to offer passengers an alternative flight or a refund. However, as the disruption is due to a volcanic eruption, compensation may not be guaranteed. Nevertheless, many airlines will strive to assist passengers in reaching their final destinations. Travel insurance is highly recommended as it may cover unexpected expenses related to the disruption. Despite the ongoing volcanic activity, Sicily is still considered safe for travelers. Hotels and tourist accommodations remain operational. Travelers should take standard precautions for hot weather, such as staying hydrated and avoiding prolonged exposure to the sun during peak hours. Additionally, those planning to explore areas near Mount Etna should adhere to local safety regulations and consider guided tours for a safer experience. The closure of Catania Airport due to Mount Etna's eruption underscores the importance of staying informed and prepared when traveling. Checking flight statuses regularly and having a flexible travel plan can alleviate some of the stress caused by unexpected disruptions. Understanding passenger rights and the compensation policies of airlines can also help travelers navigate such situations more effectively. For those currently in Sicily or planning to visit, taking advantage of alternative airports and arranging ground transportation in advance will be crucial. Ensuring travel insurance is in place can provide financial protection against unforeseen costs. The eruption of Mount Etna and the resulting closure of Catania Airport have significantly impacted travel plans for many visitors to Sicily. While the airport has reopened, the ripple effects of the delays and cancellations will take time to resolve. Travelers should stay informed and prepared for any changes. As always, prioritizing safety and flexibility will help ensure a smoother travel experience during such unexpected events.